course, as we saw in the eventual women background in international admissions, and a whole series of essays or articles that were published in magazines, families, newspapers, with literary titles such as "When China Buys the World," "The Great Hall of China," and the title of the evening today, article after article after article, book after book that can come to that, China's rise, China's domination of the world, China's ruling the world, and the perception of most people, most ordinary people, is that China already rules, China is already the most powerful economy in the world. A recent poll made by, I think, 60% or 70% from an enormous number of Americans believe that China is already a bigger economy than America, which is very, very far from the truth. The most important reason for writing this book is about international relations and the possibility of conflict with China. Recently, John Huntsman, the former ambassador to China, who ought to be responsible, gave an interview when he was standing as Republican candidate in the United States of America. He talked about the various things that Russia should do in terms of its relationship with China, and he concluded the interview by saying the task of the foreign policy of the West is, quote, to bring China down. And that is not a good foreign policy objective, it's extremely dangerous. And so there is a wide spectrum of opinion, unfortunately, very much in the US, which is frightened of China as well, uses it as a weapon to divert people from their own current very severe economic problems. But also, even the former country of the crisis, there is a very strong change of opinion, which is now pushed by the UK, of course, which wants to do something to prevent China's rise. At the end of the day, there's always the conflict of the military conflict with China, but the fact that the military is having a very, 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 very dangerous and everybody knows that. So I can summarize the hostile elements which are really important in Western policy as being to win the war with China without actually fighting the war. And the best thing to do is to stabilize the country and bring it down. And the discourse of China buys the world is at the center